So my grandfather got a job with Vancouver Monumental Works. Now, he wasn't just like when you think of monumental works, you think, okay, he can do a nice little thing for your cemetery. No, he could carve marble. Like a lot of people are stone cutters, but he could carve. And my dad once had seen a pillar a round piece of marble that my grandfather had carved to have ivy all the way to the top.
Wow, and this is chisel work? How do you
Well,
carve marble in the old style?
I don't know. You got the tools at the
Yeah.
museum. I don't, yeah, but it would be chiseling and yeah. So he was again very punctilious. And the joke was, if you were following behind Sam Robbins, then you had already missed the tram, because he would just walk on and it would take off. And that's just one of the things of him. He sang with the Metropolitan Choir for over 40 years, and that was the choir that would do the Messiah. And so that would be in Vancouver. He probably stayed after, came home late from work. And when he died, they actually had a moment's silence in the next production, presentation of it, because he had sung for so long with it. He and my grandmother were temperance. My grandmother was a very dedicated member of the WCTU, and the Miss Fultons, the two sisters, were very active in the West Burnaby United, where we went to church. And I never did get my white ribbon. I'm sorry in a way that I didn't do it, but I mean, I'm like 10 years old. What would I know? But anyhow, it was that was part of my life, was that my grandfather, because when my grandmother died, when I was a few months old, the house was sold, and my parents moved next door in 1940. So my grandfather moved in with us, and there was never any alcohol in our house.
I get the impression Burnaby was not a place where you would really go. There weren't any liquor stores for a long time,
Oh
and
no,
so
there wasn't, and this was a huge thing when they put it up at well, it wasn't Nelson. It was the next street over from Nelson, and on Kingsway. And the church people, my dad was not a church person, not a Christian, nothing to do with the church. He was the youngest of the five, and he had nothing to do with it. And somebody came around and wanted him to sign the petition against, they were doing it against having the liquor store. And my dad said, "No, I'm not going to." He was just angry about it. But my family were not, they were not drinker. How would I put this? After my grandfather died, then there was alcohol at Christmas. A Mickey of rum and a Mickey of rye. That was it, if it was used. If not, my mother probably baked with it. But my mother was German, and so my German grandparents, and I knew quickly as a child, learned this. They drank beer. They made beer and they drank beer. But it was, but it in that house with my and I have to say, my grandfather and I were very close. We had it was this, my grand my parents built this little house. So the 1940 house was the first house built there. Well, I guess the Wildings house. And so it was like a very eclectic community, because you've got these old houses, you've got the greenhouses that came probably the late 20s. I think they were married in 29 or something like that. We'll say in the 20s, the greenhouses. And then this area that was farmed, but not by the Pauls. I mean, I think there were people who cut the hay and did things. So he sort of, for whatever reason, he had the property. So it was a big thing when in 1940, there's a new house. So it was very different from the other houses in the area. It was this little four-bedroom bungalow.
After the war, did things get a little more
Oh,
quickly?
yes. But 19, well, they like my parents were born and I mean married in 40. I think they probably started building it in 39. And so then it was just like a two-bedroom, it was a little square, two bedrooms, the kitchen and the living room. And so my grandfather and I shared a bedroom, and then my dad put an added on a couple of years later. But because my grandfather was older, he was born in 1871, he was retired by the time I was born. So when he would trot off to his friends, I would trot off with him. I don't know, I mean, maybe because I wanted to, maybe because my mother wanted me, I don't know. So, because that becomes part of the community as well. If you went down Nelson Avenue, down, you get Buxton, okay? We didn't know the Miss Buxton. I mean, I took piano from the Miss Buxtons. That's another story. But in the earliest days, we would go to see the Mannings. There were quite a few houses down lower. So it was interesting how there were sort of pockets of development. And the big difference, because you wanted to know how neighborhoods were, everybody was English. Mm-hmm. When I got thinking about it when you got your email, I thought, because I had this German connection, or they're Germans from Russia. I want to clarify that. But so it wasn't, the war didn't really affect them too much because they were not out of Germany. But there were all these English names and English people. The Wildings were over here on Royal Oak. And when their son Clem married, they lived in the basement because I think there was probably with wartime housing. And the gas rationing, I'm really jumping around here, gas rationing, my dad would go up Royal Oak to get the tram to go to work. Mm-hmm. And Clem was doing it. And they discovered that, you know, they were both being married about the same time and both their wives were pregnant. And so to this day, I'm still in connection with his wife and daughter and subsequent generations. But so that was another sort of, but again, we're talking English. Mm-hmm. And we're talking, and there was the Prices lived up further, and that was, but there was sort of nothing between here and the Prices. And this is all bushland, you know. And then way up here, just off of Kingsway, there's another, but this huge, there were sort of these big areas where there was bush. So you, I think you connected to the people in your area. Mm-hmm. Wanted to really get to my money. My dad had two really close friends that, or I guess there were three or four from school, and they were all from this sort of area. I think you would walk home from school and you would, that would became your friends. Mm-hmm. And because there were such distances between them, you didn't, and you probably had chores, you didn't run off five blocks away, so it was people that lived close. I wanted to talk about the other family members. So when they moved in 1918, the oldest son was 18 and already gone. The next son was Fred, Uncle Fred, and he must have lived at the house a while because he was the one who connected to the Jubilee basketball team, and that's the picture that you have, and it wasn't two B's, it was one B. And then my next aunt, the two of them must have gone to Kingsway West School, mm-hmm. but they were both dead before I sort of started to do all of this work. But I know that the fourth child, she definitely went on to high school at Burnaby South, and she was there in 1924. My dad went to Kingsway West. I went to Kingsway West. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about it was that, I don't know, the pictures, you would never see it in the pictures they have of Kingsway West School. Okay, so the first building is in here. Of course, it's gone. There's Metro Town now. Then they built the new wing in about 1924. And it went somewhere else. But anyhow, then they built the Industrial Arts, which became the Bonser Hall, the original one. There was another building they were going to, and I don't know at what point, but they started to build it and it burnt down, so arson. Mm. So every Halloween in the neighborhood, and we would go to the people behind us, I didn't talk about Maitland Street, but the Rochons lived behind us. That was the only non-English family. Mm. And I never thought of them as French, by the way. Mm. Never crossed my mind that they were anything but, you know. But anyhow, either my dad or Phil Rochon would start cleaning up their yard and they would have the debris pile, and that's where we would have a bonfire on Halloween. And people would bring, we'd have hot dogs, the mothers would bring hot dogs and hot chocolate or something. And then we would have fireworks, and the last of the fireworks was always the burning schoolhouse. You can't buy that anymore because that was Kingsway West burning down. And I was told it was that it burnt on Halloween, but I've never been able to confirm that. But it's just an interesting little part about the mm-hmm. social life of our mm-hmm. of our community. Mm-hmm.